Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla advises consulting service company to maintain trust. Indonesia and Malaysia focus on character education. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla advised the consulting service companies that are members of National Association of Indonesian Consultants, INKINDO, to always maintain trust of their work. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla when meeting the INKINDO board at the Vice Presidential Office in Jakarta on Friday at the opening of INKINDO National Leadership Coordination Meeting. He said without honesty and trust, it's difficult for consulting service providers to carry out their functions. Consultants, according to Vice President Yusuf Kalla, are required to have independence and firmness in carrying out their duties. Indonesia and Malaysia have similarities in education. By jointly focusing on character education, that can change future generations who had values of commitment, trust, integrity, and mutual respect among each other. When Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad visited Indonesia, had a two-hour talk with President Joko Widodo, they also discussed the value issue. This was stated by Malaysian Minister of Education, Marsili bin Malik in Jakarta on Friday. According to him, if the character is good, it will have a correlation with quality. This good value will bring about Indonesia and Malaysia into developed nations. Malaysian Minister of Education, Masli Malik, said that he is exploring cooperation in teacher exchanges between Indonesia and Malaysia. In a speech at the Minister of Education and Culture in Jakarta on Friday, he said that so far Malaysia has exchanged teachers and students with Singapore, Japan, Britain, and Korea. But this time Malaysia will establish close and mutually beneficial cooperation with Indonesia. He also mentioned that this collaboration is mutually beneficial. Head of the Foreign Planning and Cooperation Bureau of the Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture, Suharti, hopes that the collaboration of teacher exchanges can be realized. She also hopes that the collaboration can strengthen the relation between the people of Indonesia and Malaysia. Sudanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Asidik Abdul Aziz Abdallah, said that to permanently materialize economic cooperation between Indonesia and Sudan, of course, there is burden. While discussing with the RRI Voice of Indonesia at RRI Studio in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ambassador Abdul Aziz Abdallah said that Sudan will try hard to obtain support from all parties in building a joint bank. He also said that the bank will facilitate for all business people and encourage a joint business. We cannot deny for the establishment of permanent relations. Of course, there are obstacles, but we think now we are trying hard to get support from all parties to establish a joint bank, because the assistance of a joint bank will greatly facilitate entrepreneurs and encourage joint ventures. We now ask to build the bank, and we will open its assistance in Khartoum, because Indonesia has a wide range of conventional banks, and the banks are capital and joint banks at the international level. Furthermore, Ambassador Asidik Abdul Aziz Abdallah also explained that Sudan has imported goods from Indonesia, such as clothing, fabrics, medicines, and automatic spare parts and support. He also said that Indonesia has a lot of experiences in all fields, such as airplane industry, paper industry, agriculture, and support. So Sudan learns much from Indonesia. He also appreciated the assistance of peacekeeping troops of Indonesia in Sudan, As a result, the security is stable in Sudan. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Doni Monardo, said in Sukabumi, West Java on Friday that BNPB would fund an intelligence team to ensure that disaster mitigation measures in Indonesia could be integrated. He believes that this team will carry out integrated research related to disaster anticipation and mitigation. He also said that the anticipation and disaster mitigation measures refer to the input produced by the team.
Jadi permintaannya gini, ada BMKG.
So the team consists of BMKG, volcanology body, and KKP that is part of the tsunami. Then there is an information and geospatial body. There are BPPT and LIPI. So we want to gather all the team into the BNPB. Then every period, maybe it can be every month, they deliver information to the public. Well, I say sorry if this is bitter, saying that we have to express so the community is ready instead of scaring. The community is informed well so that our society must be better prepared. That's all about.
Furthermore, Doni Monardo said that the steps to reduce disaster risk must begin at the lowest level in the community environment. He gave an example of the Rukun Warga level or the smallest resident unit, which should also be able to take anticipatory steps, considering that the Rukun Warga is the closest level where the community can overcome the possibility of disaster risk. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Doni Monardo, said in Sukabumi, West Java on Friday that the people in Indonesia still need comprehensive familiarization regarding disaster preparedness. He argued that the government has prepared the infrastructure needed to anticipate the disaster. However, the government also needs to encourage people to be aware of the dangers of disasters so that they can better prepare themselves if disasters come.
Kita harus menyiapkan infrastrukturnya.
We have to prepare the infrastructure and things related to ability of our own community to be more aware that we live in the ring of fire, where some of the volcanoes are active. Then we are in a volcanic fracture. In our place here includes fracture. And this was just checked by Mr. Vishnu. Here where we are is prone to landslide. So actually the preparedness of our software is enough to support the provision of information to the public, but maybe familiarization is lacking, so many people don't understand.
Doni Monardo further stated that Indonesia is in the ring of fire, thus it faces a great risk of disaster. He emphasized that Indonesian people must improve awareness to anticipate and mitigate the disasters. He also encourages the community to enhance knowledge to reduce risk if affected by disasters. Training on disaster needs to be carried out in accordance with the potential for disaster risk that vary across Indonesia. The last item, China along with three member countries of ASEAN completed a joint patrol in Port Kuangli, Yunnan province on Friday. Six warships and 126 law enforcement officers from China, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand have explored more than 500 kilometers of waters for 4 days in exercise entitled 77th Mekong River Patrol. In addition, 13 vehicles, 32 officers and 20 tons cargo vehicles were also involved in inspection mission in addition to carrying out terrorism prevention exercises, police skill practices and anti-drug campaigns. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country, informing you about what happened in Indonesia during the week. I'll start with news from Jayapura, Papua. The Papua Province Central Statistic Agency stated that 10 villages in the regions were included in the independent category even though the Village Development Index in most of the regions was still lagging behind.
The head of this agency's Social Statistics Division of Papua Province, Bagas Susilo, in Jayapura last Wednesday said that in general, almost all the dimensions of the village development index in the province had increased, though with different levels except for the basic service, which had decreased. According to the agency, the 2018 village potential data collection shows that Papua Province has more than 5,000 villages, 576 sub-districts and 29 districts or cities. Most of the villages are on the slopes or peaks of mountains, while others are in the plains and valleys. The next news came from Majalengka, West Java. Majalengka Reset Police, West Java, handed over 77 Javanese kukang to West Java's Natural Resources Conservation Center. They were confiscated from collectors of the protected animals. As reported earlier, the Majalengka Regional Police Criminal Investigation Unit on Wednesday, January the 9th, raided an illegal protected wildlife shelter and arrested two suspects. Police secured evidence of 79 rare Javanese kukang or Nycticebus javanicus, but two died due to stress while being confiscated. The head of the Tasikmalaya Regional Conservation Section of West Java, Didin Sarifuddin, said the animals will be handed over to the International Animal Rescue Board. News came from Denpasar, Bali. The city of Denpasar is the only city in Indonesia included in the 10 healthiest cities in the world from the assessment of the Supermarket Travel. Head of Denpasar Public Relations and Protocol Dewa Gede Rai in Denpasar on Thursday said Indonesia was the ninth after Lisbon, Portugal, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. The first place is occupied by the city of Paris, France, and some aspect of the assessments are the number of parks or green open spaces, the number of gyms or fitness center. Supermarket Travel also assesses the number of spas, yoga studios, and Pilates studios found in the city. Not only that, food is also an important aspect of evaluation in compiling a list of the 10 healthiest cities in the world. Regarding food, Travel Supermarket assesses the number of healthy food stores and restaurants with vegan option in each city. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History start from an event on 12th of January 1964 about the overthrow of Sultan of Zanzibar. In 1964, a revolution occurred in Zanzibar, leading to political chaos. The political chaos encouraged a number of black people to overthrow Sultan of Zanzibar named Jamshid bin Abdullah Al-Said on January the 12th, 1964. At least 20,000 of people of Arab and Indian descendants were killed in the revolution. Others were forced to leave Zanzibar. On April the 26th, 1964, Zanzibar united with Tanganyika in the African mainland to form a country that is currently known as Tanzania. The next information is about the establishment of the Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. On January the 12th, 1969, the situation in Iran was not really conducive, as the U.S. government clearly showed their support for the Shah Pahlavi regime in various aspects. The condition led Ayatollah Imam Khomeini, leader of the Iranian Revolution, instructed his followers to form a council for Iranian revolution called Council of the Islamic Revolution to maintain coordination between revolutionary groups, manage all revolutionary acts, and establish the temporary government. The last information is about the tremendous earthquake killing 200,000 people in Haiti on January the 12th, 2010. The 7-magnitude earthquake occurred in Haiti in January the 12th, 2010, with the epicentrum located 14 kilometers away from Port-au-Prince. It was the greatest earthquake that hit Haiti. The earthquake damaged the presidential palace buildings and local people's houses. The number of casualties reached averagely 50,000 to 100,000 people. Due to the destructions caused by the quake in Haiti, the Haitian people asked for help from the international world. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dengarlah cintaku,
That was lagu tentang cinta, sung by Baby Romeo, featuring Rita Effendi. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we will present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is Sarah Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia national manufacturing industry contributes highest GDP in ASEAN. Trading Economics, an economic survey institute, said Indonesia's gross domestic product or GDP originating from the manufacturing industry in the third quarter of 2018 was $39.7 billion. This figure is the largest in the ASEAN region. Thailand is in second place, followed by Malaysia and Singapore. The current global uncertainty has an impact not only on Indonesia but also other countries. However, the performance of the national industry and economy still recorded positive performance. Ngakan Timur Antara, head of the Industrial Research and Development Agency of the Ministry of Industry in Jakarta, on Wednesday said, Trading Economics also noted that the non-oil and gas processing industry sector in the 2015-2018 period experienced a positive performance with an average growth of 4.87%. This sector is still the biggest contributor to the national GDP of 17.66% in 2018. Ngakan Timur Antara said with the highest consistent contribution, the government is committed to further spur the development of manufacturing industry through the implementation of the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. He added the big aspirations of the roadmap make Indonesia projected to enter the ranks of the 10 countries that have the strongest economy in the world by 2030. Ngakan Timur Antara referred to the long-term projections released by Standard Chartered PLC. Indonesia is projected to be able to enter into the fourth largest economy in the world by 2030, with gross domestic product reaching $10.1 trillion. The first position is occupied by China, with a nominal GDP of $64.2 trillion, followed by India with $46.3 trillion and the United States with $31 trillion. In this projected ranking, Indonesia is able to surpass Turkey, Brazil, Egypt, Russia, even Japan and Germany. The rating is based on gross domestic product nominal of purchasing power parity. The Standard Chartered economist said that the long-term projections are based on one important principle, namely that the country's share of the world GDP must ultimately merge with their share of the world population driven by the convergence of GDP per capita between developed and developing countries. In 2018, Asia's share of world GDP reached 28%, up from 20% in 2010. However, this figure is predicted to rebound to 35% by 2030. Well, that was My Indonesia today on Indonesia national manufacturing industry contributes highest GDP in ASEAN. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Vice President Yusuf Kalla advised the consulting service companies that are members of the National Association of Indonesian Consultants to always maintain trust of their work. Indonesia and Malaysia have similarities in education by jointly focusing on character education that can change future generations who had values of commitment, trust, integrity, and mutual respect among each other. Malaysia Minister of Education Mesli Malis said that he is exploring cooperation in teacher exchanges between Indonesia and Malaysia. In a speech at the Minister of Education and Culture in Jakarta on Friday, he said that so far Malaysia has exchanged teachers and students with Singapore, Japan, Britain, and Korea. But this time, Malaysia will establish close and mutually beneficial cooperation with Indonesia. Sudanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Asidit Abdul Aziz Abdallah, said that to permanently materialize economic cooperation between Indonesia and Sudan, of course, there is burden. While discussing with RRI Voice of Indonesia at RRI Radio in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ambassador Abdul Aziz Abdallah said that Sudan will try hard to obtain support from all parties in building a joint bank. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Doni Munardo, said in Sukabumi, West Java on Friday that his agency would phone an intelligence team to ensure that disaster mitigation measures in Indonesia could be integrated. China, along with three members of countries of ASEAN, completed a joint patrol in Port Kuangli, Yunnan Province, China on Friday. Six warships and 226 law enforcement officers from China, Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand have explored more than 500 kilometers of waters for 4 days in an exercise entitled the 77th Mekong River Patrol. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Menggoda, kau masuki hatiku.
That was sesuatu yang baru, sung by Andre Hehanusa. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Tangerang to see Tebing Koja Kandang Godzilla. Tebing Koja Kandang Godzilla, or in English means Koja Cliffs of Godzilla Cage, is a name for tourism object of Tebing Koja, which is mentioned by Tangerang people. The tourism object located in Cisuka, Solear District, Tangerang Regency, and not far from Jakarta, has exotic scenery because the shape of its stones look like great walls. In addition, there is a pool which has blue water and beautiful fields under the cliffs. It makes the Tebing Koja tourism object which has fresh air so beautiful and amazing. Tebing Koja is sand mined land. Due to sand mining process, the land left over limestone cliffs that towered randomly, but they are seen beautiful. According to the local people, the cage is named Godzilla Cage because the shape of one of the cliffs looks like Godzilla. Even though this tourism object is near Jakarta with a lot of tall buildings, it does not decrease the beauty and the fresh air of Tebing Koja. Tebing Koja becomes the best place to enjoy the beauty of sunrise in the morning. Tebing Koja, visitors can do selfie with different spots. Besides there is a stone which looks like Godzilla, there are also cliffs which are seen like gateway that can become beautiful spot to share on Instagram. Being satisfied to take pictures at the top of the cliffs, you can go down because there are rice and vegetable fields and also smaller stone formation. In addition, there is also a hut which can be used to take a rest. The entrance ticket of Tebing Koja is only 3,000 rupiah per person. Parking fee is 3,000 rupiah for motorcycle and car is 5,000 rupiah. To go to Tebing Koja, you can use train from Tanah Abang station and get off at Tiga Raksa station. Train ticket is 5,000 rupiah. The trip takes around 1.5 hours. Arriving at Tiga Raksa station, you can use motorcycle or taxi by paying 35,000 rupiah with traveling time around 40 minutes. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Tebing Koja Kandang Godzilla. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Padaku di saat ku terluka.
That was Raja di Hatiku, sung by Andira. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be featuring a comic by Indonesian artist, will be soon translated into English and marketed in bookstores in Southeast Asia. The comic Nusa Five is the work of an Indonesian comic artist, Sweta Kartika. It tells about five young people from five of the biggest islands in Indonesia who unite and fight against evil forces who want to destroy the archipelago. The five young people are Rangawira Prakoso from Java, Kanaya Mutia from Sumatra, Rimba Kalamantana from Kalimantan, Renata Mokoginta from Sulawesi, and George Sha'a from Papua. In Nusa 5 Comics, these five Indonesian youth use the cultural diversity they have as a weapon to protect the earth. The Nusa 5 Comics is a collaboration between Indonesia and Japan, namely between an Indonesian creative company, Padma Pusaka Nusantara, and a Japanese publisher, Shogakukan Asia, a subsidiary of the Shogakukan publisher who has published famous comics such as Detective Conan and Inuyasha. Director of Shogakukan Asia, Bunsho Kajiya, praised this Nusa 5 Comics. He also hopes that these comics can be well received by the people of Indonesia as well as Asia. This Nusa 5 Comics is rich in elements of Indonesian cultural diversity, which was deliberately chosen by Sweta. According to him, Indonesia is rich in a diversity of cultures and traditions that vary in shape, and it is something to be proud of. Sweta Kartika also hopes that through this comic, her readers can appreciate differences, because by celebrating and respecting differences well, Indonesia will have true strength. Well, that was Miss Leni today informing you about Nusa 5 Comics, the work of an Indonesian artist that will soon be released in Southeast Asia. We'll meet again in the next edition of Miss Leni, and of course with other interesting and different topics. Bye now.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia. Aku tahu.
that was Tidur Malam Ini, sung by Bragi featuring Nindi. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back in the segment Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a song entitled Kau Masih Kekasihku, which will be sung by Naf. Naf is a band from Bandung, West Java, which was established in 1998. The personnel of the band are Arda as vocalist, Ade as guitarist, Odu on bass, and Hilal as drummer. Until now, Naf has released 7 albums and some singles. Almost their songs are welcomed positively by Indonesian music lovers, including Kau Masih Kekasihku. Kau Masih Kekasihku is one of the songs in their album entitled Isyarat Hati, which was released in 2006. Its lyric tells about someone who has separated with his lover because misunderstanding, but in his heart, love still exists. The remaining is only hope to repeat time and maintain situation. Well, here is Naf with the song entitled Kau Masih Kekasihku.
Jauh di lubuk hatiku masih terukir namamu. Jauh di dasar jiwaku engkau masih kekasihku. Tak bisa ku tahan laju angin untuk semua kenangan yang berlalu hembuskan sepi. Merobek hati meski raga ini tak lagi milikmu, namun di dalam hatiku sungguh engkau hidup entah sampai kapan. Ku tahankan rasa cinta ini jauh di lubuk hatiku masih terukir namamu. Jauh di dasar jiwaku engkau masih kekasihku. Dan ku berharap semua ini bukanlah kekeliruan seperti yang kukira seumur hidupku. Akan menjadi doa untukmu jauh di lubuk hatiku,
jauh di lubuk hatiku
masih terukir namamu. Jauh di dasar jiwaku engkau masih kekasihku, masih kekasihku. Andai saja waktu bisa terulang kembali, akan kuserahkan hidupku di sisimu. Namun ku tahu itu takkan mungkin terjadi. Rasa ini menyiksaku, sungguh-sungguh menyiksaku.
Thank you. jauh di lubuk hatiku,
jauh di lubuk hatiku, jauh
masih terukir namamu,
masih terukir namamu,
jauh di dasar jiwaku,
jauh di dasar
engkau masih kekasihku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Temani, temani aku. Temani, temani aku. Bila nanti kau milikku, bila nanti aku milikmu.
Mencintaimu ku rasakan begitu indah. Rasakan sungguh sempurna, ku bahagia bila ragamu di sampingku, ku merasa tenang bila tanganmu memelukku.
Temani, temani aku.
Our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.boinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.